Yeah. It don't matter where you're from, it don't matter who you are, old or young, whether near or far. It is colorblind and truly without prejudice. A heart is a home and it's usually the resident. Anywhere you go, if it's there, it is evident. Matter of fact, there's nowhere in the world that it's never been. Timeless, because it's always relevant. Beautiful, but it isn't always elegant. Sometimes it's simplistic and innocent. Fighting it at first, but eventually you let it in. It can be a thought or family support. Once it hits you like a viral infection, you call, you wouldn't be at fault if you're spreading it around. When it seems the troubles of the world getting you down, if it is sound, then it sound like this, overflowing with passion till you drown in this.
You can't smell it, taste it, see it, touch it, embrace it. It's the helping hand and constant friend, always there anytime or place. It's so complex yet also simple, expressed through smiles and dimples, soft eyes and body language. Try, but you can't contain it.
It's a four-letter word, a noun and a verb, but it easily takes a page to define it. It's clear only the hand of God could design it. Whenever my daughter reaches for me, I'm reminded of how one that can barely speak can express it and be a recipient of it, though you didn't request it. Even in a sincere smile, it's suggested, often found in a pound hug or gratitude. We even put it on display through an attitude, and a dose of it could even raise your altitude to find peace that's constant elevation, to help you arrive at your final destination. But the cloud nine over is heaven you seek. It's a universal language, so whenever you speak, we can all understand, cause it shows in your actions to everyone you meet without knowing their reaction.
You can smell it, taste it, see it, touch it, embrace it. It's the helping hand and constant friend, always there anytime or place. It's so complex yet also simple, expressed through smiles and dimples, soft eyes and body language. Sometimes it's hard to find it, can't sight you, can't be blind.
It could be spiritual, might show up when you least expect, it's a miracle. It could be the cause of regret and why you're miserable. Then again, it can make you feel invincible. Metaphorically speaking, and sometimes literal, at times hard to find, but always visible. Critical to my life, so I use it like it's medicinal. Though that isn't conventional, it is part of my ritual. And I know I'm not saying anything original. This might not be applicable to every individual, but to falsify this feeling should be criminal. It's no wonder why when it's betrayed, it's unforgivable. That's why we share it with those we find dependable. We'll shoulder to lean on when life feels formidable. For real, it can truly heal at its pinnacle. Isn't it amazing the power of one syllable?
You can't smell it, taste it, see it, touch it, embrace it. It's the helping hand and constant friend, always there anytime or place. It's so complex yet also simple, expressed through smiles and dimples, soft eyes and body language. You can try, but you can't contain it.
Worldwide and coast to coast, we gonna spread it where it's needed most.
Y'all know what it is.
Japan, Maryland, and C-Town, let's get the world what it need now.
Y'all know what it is.
Worldwide and coast to coast, we gonna spread it where it's needed most.
Y'all know what it is.
Japan, Maryland, and C-Town, let's get the world what it need now.
Y'all know what it is.
Yeah. Substantial. Marcus D. My girl Steph. Elevation. Yeah. So beautiful, don't you agree? What we talking about? You ain't figured it out yet. We can bring it back and put her above all. What we talking about is love, y'all. We can bring it back and put it above all. What we talking about is love, y'all. What we talking about is love, y'all. It's love, y'all. Universal language. It's love, y'all.